Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. And this hour is being brought to you by Busey Bank. Ray, let's go.
Yo, Holmes!
Lawrence Holmes.
Holmes runs it really well.
Noon to 2.
Holmes doing what Holmes does.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Holmes!
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station. Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Bally Sports and Stadium.
President Jed Hoyer always talks about, you know, who's going to be a part of that next great Cubs team. They think Seiya Suzuki is going to be a big part of that.
A guy who is really turned into a stud and could likely be an MVP candidate, Luis Robert, has all the tools, the power, the speed.
Host of The Rally on Bally Sports.
If you could ban something from sports for 10 years, what would it be?
I would say the wave. It's a bit too much.
Co-host of the Sports Adjacent podcast.
I don't let it get to that point where I have 1,000 unread emails.
I have 277 right now.
You have bodies in your house, bro.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russell?
With Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
You can follow Russ on Twitter at Russ_Dorsey1. He's on Twitch, and I told you that he would probably have three buttons unbuttoned, and then I realized he's in a place where it's warm, so he's probably not even wearing buttons. The sun must be out because the guns is out for Russ Dorsey on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, and he is rocking his chain. He is part of the chain gang. Russ, thanks for joining me. I appreciate you joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. How are you,
sir? What's going on, Lawrence? Listen, I am doing well. It is a beautiful 85 degrees and sunny down here in Miami, where I am working on a story. I'm working on an interview, did an interview yesterday with one of the bright young stars in baseball, in Jazz Chisholm. That'll be out tomorrow for everybody to see. But I'm chilling, man. Like, it's a beautiful day.
Well, I'm glad that you got that. I mean, Jazz Chisholm is one of the more interesting guys in baseball right now. So
yeah,
why did you want to sit down and talk with him?
I think first and foremost, like you said, like, interesting guy, interesting character, fun, everything we talk about as baseball fans wanting baseball to be. And I think for me, it's like, I want to talk to those people. I'd also heard through the grapevine that he was a really interesting dude to talk to. And so I had questions for him about, you know, who he is. And, you know, he's Bohemian. So, like, talk about those roots and how that affects his playing style and his flavor and what he brings to the ballpark every day. He's really excited to talk about that and ask him what he wanted to see in baseball, because I think people always say, oh, we need more stuff like what Jazz Chisholm does. So from Jazz Chisholm's perspective, what does he want to see? And then, you know, kind of if people are afraid of him because he is unapologetically Jazz Chisholm all the time. So a lot of great stuff. It'll be out tomorrow morning. I'm really excited for everybody to see it.
Yeah, I know that our friend Clinton Yates did a whole thing on baseball in the Bahamas, and it's a place where we're starting to see some the league start to really expand, and there be some players that are available. I don't want you to give away the whole story, because obviously I want people to see it and read it. But what was one of the more interesting things that he said about being a player from the Bahamas?
Well, I know him and Lucius Fox played the other day together. They're the first two Bohemian players to play the game since 1961. And I think the pride of coming from the Bahamas, you know, he's here in Miami. That's a 40-minute flight from Miami to Nassau in the Bahamas, where he's from. And so, you know, being able to see his family and also have people who live in the Bahamas be able to see him play, I think is really important to him. But also when you talk about growing the game, that buzz phrase that we throw around baseball circles, I think that's how you do it. You have a guy like a Jazz Chisholm that comes from a place that's not, or it's in the Caribbean, but not the Dominican or Puerto Rico or somewhere else, but like from the Bahamas. And he's also really good and has a ton of personality and charisma. And that's how you get kids into the game. Cause like, I don't know who that is, but he has blue hair. He has purple hair. He has chains on. Oh, he's black too. Like, that's when you want to talk about reaching people that you haven't reached in baseball. And, you know, we talk all the time about the numbers of black players in the big leagues falling every year. That's how you get them back up, like, organically. Like, you have to have a guy like a Jazz Chisholm. And maybe it's unfair to put that all on his shoulders or other players like a Hunter Green or whoever on their shoulders. But long-term, having more guys like that in the game really helps get those numbers in our communities back up.
Yeah, they had gone on a nice little run there. They've won 7 out of their last 10 games and find themselves right now in second place in the National League East, but behind a Mets team that doesn't want to be stopped. And they were like, we will pay for Robinson Cano to leave this place and never come back. Were you surprised that they were willing to eat the $40 million to get him up out of there?
They are the one team, Lawrence, and you alluded to it, that is not afraid to put their wallet on the table. Steve Cohen has it. And unlike some teams that we're seeing around the big league that don't got it, according to them, they were just like, yeah. And from a baseball perspective, it didn't make sense to send a guy like Dom Smith down to AAA. Like, Dom Smith is an everyday player. He plays on the Mets, where there's not an everyday role for him, but he's still a really good player. You can't send that guy down. You're not going to send Luis Guillorme down, who's been playing really well for them. Travis Jankowski, that does a lot of different things for them. And so for a guy that had been popped twice for performance-enhancing drugs and hadn't performed, it didn't make sense, even with all the money that you owed him, to keep him on the roster.
Okay, before we talk about the Cubs and the White Sox, I know that you've been doing some work out of Wrigley over the last couple weeks, too. I want to ask you about the Twins, man. I hate the Twins, Russ. Like, I hate them. But I also recognize that organizationally, they get a lot of stuff right. And coming, I knew that they wouldn't stay down long, that we kind of had our fun and we were able to laugh at the Twins last year, when they had all sorts of misfortune and injury and a bad rotation. So far this year, they are doing very well. They've had a couple of nice win streaks. They are on top of the American League Central and leading the White Sox by 4.5 games. How did the Twins get here?
Pitching. They were the best starting rotation in the big leagues in April, right? Led by a guy named Joe Ryan. Now, for people that don't know Joe Ryan, he's this kid they got in their trade for Nelson Cruz from the Tampa Bay Rays. If there's one thing the Rays know how to do well, is develop players and develop starting pitching. So this is a guy that they had in their minor league system. I was actually at his big league debut in Minnesota last year against the Cubs. Pitched really well there, and he's proven to be a guy that just really, really knows how to pitch. Doesn't have this overwhelming velocity, but knows how to get guys out, knows how to manipulate his stuff. So he's leading their rotation now, and you know, they took a chance on a lot of guys. Dylan Bundy, who had made a lot of different stops before ultimately landing in Minnesota. Chris Archer, who was a perennial Cy Young candidate and then fell on hard times after being traded to the Pirates after being traded from the Rays. And, you know, he's revitalized his career. So it's really been the starting pitching. And then they have that guy, Byron Buxton, you know, playing like the best player in the world. And I think this is the thing. If I'm a White Sox fan, Lawrence, I look at the Twins and I say, okay, the Twins led the AL Central in April. And Carlos Correa didn't even play well, right? They had the best starting in the big leagues. Byron Buxton was great, and Carlos Correa didn't play well. Only has one homer, and now he's starting to swing the bat like Carlos Correa. Like, I think people should look at this Twins team and say, okay, this is legitimate, and here's why.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you for.
I'm trying to do my job, Lord. I know it's a lot. But I gotta give you the meat and potatoes.
The real, real. And I appreciate you giving me the real, real on what's going on with the Twins. And I don't like that they're in first place. I don't like that they're around. It's a whole thing, and I will learn to live with it. The White Sox beat the Cubs last night, 3-1. Michael Kopech was mad at himself because he only went four innings. But I thought the four innings that he gave the White Sox yesterday were pretty good. And under those conditions, I don't know how you could ask people to pitch well, but yet both teams pitched well.
Yeah, I think the thing for me, Lawrence, when I look at Michael Kopech, like, the outings have been really, really good. Besides the game where he had the four walks against the Royals, like, he's been able to keep pitch counts down. He's been able to get as deep into games as he can, as the cap of innings that they want him to have right now. But, like, he's... With the injury to Lucas Giolito early, obviously you don't have Lance Lynn back. Like, you needed Michael Kopech to be good, and he's done exactly what you wanted him to do. I think that's really big for the White Sox going forward, even when you have a healthy Lance Lynn, because that takes pressure off of Cease, even though he's been amazing and had the best start of his career the other day. Like, you want to continue to see progression out of Michael Kopech. Like, there could be a lot of reasons that he could take steps back, whether it was the shortened season or the COVID season or all the shakeups you've had in your rotation. But this is what you want to see from him. And this is going to be really good for his development, not only this year, but in years to come.
I love that Tim Anderson, like, his approach. Oh, I'm just a big Tim Anderson fan overall, but his approach at the plate right now, where you're seeing him go to right field and not be mad about it. Like, you want to give him a double to right, he's taking it. He'll pop it over the second baseman's head. And yesterday, he hits a ball over the wall to right field. I'm trying to get everyone to have the Tim Anderson approach away, away, away on the White Sox. But seeing him continue to mature as a hitter is really exciting, because it's the blending of incredible talent with a ton of hard work.
Absolutely. And when... I know he's not playing right now, but when Aloy's right, he's driving the ball out of the ballpark to right center. When Luis Robert is right, he's driving the ball out of the ballpark to right center. Any hitting coach would likely tell you that's your power alley anyway. And when your swing's right, you're taking the ball up the middle away. He has tons of power. And I think when he first got called up, I think people thought, oh, if you get 10, 15 home runs out of Tim Anderson, cool. He's showing, like, he could be a 25, 30 home run guy. 30-30 guy easy if he, you know, stole bases like that anymore. And that's, you know, you don't want him to get injured. Like, we've seen the same thing on Kata. But, like, there's a lot of power in that bat. And I think what he's learned is, okay, you can't get me out of in the strike zone anymore, right? After he went through his struggles and learning how to be a major league hitter, and then going from being a major league hitter to being a really good major league hitter, it's like, okay, if you're going to bust me inside with fastballs, I'll tuck my hands inside and I'll pull the ball, drive it out of the ballpark. If you're going to throw sliders away or fastballs away to try to make me, you know, try to pull that, no, I'm going to hit the ball down the line. I'm going to hit a double, turn that into a triple if I want to. And I know I have Abreu, Luis Robert, Moncada, behind me where I don't have to do the heavy lifting anymore, and I'll just score 100, 110 runs a season and be cool with that. I think you need you have to buy into that as a hitter. Like, everybody doesn't want to buy into that. When you talk to, you know, hitting coaches and managers, like, that's what they want out of guys, especially young hitters, to go from a place he was at where he had to learn how to hit in the big leagues. And then once he figured it out, it's like, okay, now you can't get me out. Only I can get myself out. And once you do that, like, the world's yours.
It's true. Russell Dorsey joining me here on The Score. You can check him out on Bally and his stadium. He's doing a great job as the MLB insider. With the Cubs, yesterday was, I thought, a really interesting game because you were expecting Drew Smyly to start. He gets put on the bereavement list. And then you have to bullpen it out. All things considered, only giving up 3 runs is pretty great. Seiya Suzuki ends up being the rookie of the month in the month of April. What are people around the game saying about Suzuki to you?
I think people were surprised that he was that fast, right? Obviously, there's a natural learning curve that's happening right now. Like, he's been on a little bit of a slump, and you expected that. But I think the thing, when I talk to people about Seiya Suzuki, is for a guy who, in major league minds, like a young player, because he hasn't played over here, but as a hitter, he's been playing professionally for a while, the discipline where, if I strike out, fine. I'm going to see pitches. I'm going to foul off pitches. And like we talked about with Tim Anderson, like, I know you can't get me out in the strike zone. I just know, like, you have to come at me. Like, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to expand the strike zone. And that's really good for a young player. And we're really lucky this season at having some young players that have that understanding. I look at a player like Julio Rodriguez up in Seattle, who has gotten a lot of called third strikes because he doesn't want to expand the zone. I think of Yoan Moncada the first year he came up, right? Where everybody's like, stop striking out looking. And it's like, no, I get it. Like, that guy has a really solid knowledge of the strike zone. And you don't want young hitters, because they're getting rung up, to start just swinging at everything, because now your approach is off. So I think it's really good for him to, you know, be going through this little bit of a scuffle right now and continue to not expand his strike zone, because pitchers are still going to have to come back to him. And he's already shown that he can drive that ball out of ballpark anyway, right center, left center, if you come at him.
Are you on the beach or are you in Miami proper?
I am in Miami proper, right on Biscayne, like facing Key Biscayne. Key Biscayne, okay. And, you know, I took a walk this morning right along the water, you know, looking out. And good time down here. I'm coming back home tonight, though.
So you was out here being sensitive, Russ? Is that what was going on? Like, did you rent a dog while you were down there, too? Like, I'm walking on the water, thinking about things, skipping a rock, like that sort of stuff?
I'm bought a linen shirt, got it open with chains on, singing Sensitivity by Ralph Tresvant. Girl, I know it's been hard since you've been away. No, Lord, I've been chilling down here.
did Jason give you a list? I know that you go there because you travel with the Cubs and stuff, but did he give you a list of places to go eat?
He gave me some spots to eat. I've had some really good food while I'm down here, as one does when they come to Miami. I know a lot of people here, and so it's like, yo, here, go here, go here. And it's like, all right, I'm only here for 3 days. I'm going to have to come back on my time if I have a free weekend and stop at all these places. I know you're a Miami frequenter, so
yes.
I'll have to ask you for some spots, too.
Well, I mean, all of my spots are spots that Jason hit me to. There's one, I can't think of the name of it, but it's pretty amazing on the beach. But the spot that I love that he hit me to is a spot called Bodega.
Yes, the taco place.
That place is, yes. And did he tell you it has a little secret club in the back?
Yes. Taco spot in the front, club in the back. I didn't go to the club, but next time, you know, we might have to make a boys trip, get the fellas together, go down to Miami. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, man. Like, that's my, that when he told me about it, I'm like, man, let me check this place out. And I checked it out, and I was like, the food is great. You run into all sorts of people there. Like, it's because, you know, Miami is a place where a lot of famous people hang out. And I was just sitting there eating my quesadilla and looked up and Chris Carter was there. I was like, CeCe, what you doing up in here? Catching touchdowns?
Listen, I got the chains and the linen on deck, so you just let me know, and we down here.
Well, Russ, have fun. Stay out of trouble, for God's sakes, down there in Miami. But if you do get in trouble, I got bail money, so you know, holler at your boy if you run into some trouble. When's the Jazz Chisholm piece going to hit Bally's?
Tomorrow. So I'm going to tweet out the full interview tomorrow morning, and then we'll have the meat of it in our show tomorrow afternoon. So shopping tomorrow, really excited for everybody to see it. Also, I'm not going to need your bail money. I just got these checks, Lawrence. I don't want them to go away. So I will not be getting in trouble. I'll just think about the trouble.
Yes, that's a good idea. Russ, have a great time your last few hours in Miami. And luckily, when you get back this weekend, the weather's supposed to change. And we're going to be in the 80s next week, dog.
Uh-oh, linen coming back out.
The linen and the chains and the buttons are all coming back out for sure. Russ, I will see you, sir. That is Russ Dorsey of Bally's and of Stadium Network. You should check him out. He does a great job over there, and there's a lot of good, smart people that work over there that are maximizing Russ Dorsey, and that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to that piece that he does on Jazz Chisholm, one of the more interesting people in Major League Baseball. There's still a little bit of show left, and I'm like trying to do the show as efficiently as possible. There's a piece that Sarah Langs wrote on Andrew Vaughn. I have a couple of statistics from it that I'll share. You should read the whole piece. It's really good. It's, I want to say it's on MLB.com. But I also want to talk about Grayson Allen getting the Brian Russell treatment, and there's Bear stuff that I want to get into. So we'll do the Bear stuff next. I want to ask you a question about building around, and for those who can't see me on Twitch, building around Justin Fields. I will ask you that question next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back at your rookie year, how would you describe it?
A lot of ups and downs, but I definitely learned a lot. So thankful for all the experiences and stuff we had to go through. the stuff last year is just going to make me better. So, of course, I'm excited for year two.
Do you think you were always put in the best position to succeed last year?
I think I was always put in the best position to succeed. I don't know. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter. You just have to, handle what you got and, try to make the best out of it.
Bears quarterback Justin Fields sidestepping that question. And I get it. You don't want to indict anyone. People were trying to help you, I think, if you were him. It's an interesting question on like what the next administration, the one that's in charge of the Bears right now, what do they consider to be help for Justin Fields? And I've talked with a bunch of people over the last couple days since the draft, and they've fallen into two camps. The one camp is the Bears didn't do enough to maximize Justin Fields. And the other camp is they are maximizing Justin Fields by trying to get some of the other things built correctly. The approach to that when it comes to like how to spot if the Bears are doing this the right way in those people's minds is don't reach for what we would kind of myopically look at and say is helping the quarterback, meaning don't go get a wide receiver just to get a wide receiver, just to say this is how we're going to help Justin Fields out. If the team is a little bit more complete, aren't you doing what's best for Justin Fields? It's an interesting way to look at this, and I find myself being compelled and persuaded by that argument. The argument of if we fix the things that are around Justin Fields, if we make everything better for Justin Fields, aren't we helping him? Versus thinking that the only way that we can go about helping him is to go and get offensive players. Now, I'm with any Bears fan that's like, well, they do need some dynamic offensive pieces. And quite honestly, if you look at the way that the offensive line is comprised, there isn't a lot of faith that should be put in them being able to protect Justin Fields. And then the question becomes, can you do a proper evaluation of Justin Fields if the offense itself is in such a bad place? I don't know the answer to that. I would tend to side with you that are asking that question. If you were asking it going, no, you can't do a great evaluation of the quarterback if everything on the offense is broken. And yes, they have, I think, a very talented running back in David Montgomery, but running backs' values to offense, unless your name is like Derrick Henry, it's negligible between the running back you have and the running back that you drafted or you picked up as a free agent. I think the biggest issue is looking at the offensive line and looking at offensive line depth. And what I mean by that is not just having guys. Football teams, sometimes baseball teams and basketball teams do this too. But football teams are all, well, look at our depth. Like, look at how many guys that we have. The Bears can look at it and say, well, look at this draft. Look at all the offensive linemen that we picked up in the fifth and sixth and seventh round. It's likely that those players are not going to be here, or they're going to be on a practice squad, and they're not going to play a role in you being able to evaluate Justin Fields. I also don't want to paint Justin Fields as helpless in his development as a quarterback. There are things that he can get better at that have nothing to do with the people that are around him. But you do worry about bad habits. And is a player a lesser player because they're running for their life? Are they making bad decisions because of a lack of talent around them. I think that all of those are valid questions to ask. And anyone that is a Bears observer or a Bears fan, I think you are well within your rights to go. You're well within your rights to look at the draft and go, oh, I'm not sure. Here's the flip side of it. I look at their draft and go, man, you guys did get at least two starters and probably more than that with your first three picks. I suspect that Jones will be a starter, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me on Twitch. He'll be the guy in the slot. And when they run 11 personnel out there, he'll be that guy, along with what I imagine will be Pringle will be out there with him and Darnell Mooney. So when they go to 11 personnel, I suspect that they will want to get the ball into the hands of Jones and allow his speed and athleticism to make plays. So can you look at it and say that it's a bad draft? And I'm stuck. I'm stuck because when you pick up starters, granted you had room for starters, but when you pick up starters in the draft, that feels to me like an effective draft. And we'll have to see all of it play out, obviously. But I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued on what they saw in the defensive guys that they picked at the top of the draft versus offensive help. And it seems to me that they think that these defensive players were a better choice to make their overall team better then maybe reaching for offensive players in those spots. And the bet is, if we get these other things right, then the quarterback will be better. I talked with Alex Brown about this yesterday. He was on the show, had a great conversation with AB about this team and his draft. Check out what he said about building around Justin Fields and that it doesn't have to necessarily be offensive pieces.
My opinion is that, well, for Cincinnati, they had the draft capital to actually pick a guy like a Jamar Chase. They had a high pick where they could get him. So, yes, they were able to pull the trigger on that. For what the Bears did, I think Justin Fields owes it to the Bears and himself to get better and take a step forward so he can help the guys that's there. If you give him the ball back more by making the defense better, by making the secondary better, the offensive line getting a little better, yes, I think you can do that. If they had the draft capital, there's no doubt in my mind they would have picked up Olave or one of those receivers that Justin, that he had a previous relationship or engagement with. He played with them down in college, so whether that was Wilson or Olave. So they didn't have the draft capital to move up to get a guy like that. So should they have just gotten anybody? Nah, if they're not on your board, then don't reach. And I love that. They didn't reach at anybody. If that person came, then they picked them, but they still were able to address glaring holes on this team. That was corner, a strong safety that we have not had since Amos left. We have not had that guy since Amos left, a guy that will come down in the box and help you. Now, this guy, he can actually make plays. I'm not saying Amos couldn't. He made a couple plays against us in the secondary, but he can also make plays in the passing game. It's not just coming down for run support. So I think they addressed the situation. Justin Fields has weapons. They did it in bringing in a couple receivers through free agency. It doesn't always have to be the draft. You bring in Pringle, you bring in the kid from Green Bay. So I think they gave him a little bit. Could have given him more? Of course.
Of course. And Alex made the point when we were talking about the defensive players that now that you have an actual strong safety, that it should make Eddie Jackson better. I agree with him on that. A texter says picking up stars in the draft can mean either you had a good draft or the drafts before weren't very good. Right. That's what I was saying. That the back four of the Bears defense was so depleted. And I think they got it right with Jalen Johnson. And I'm hoping that not having to worry about what position he plays and an emphasis on box tackling will make Eddie Jackson better. Usually, the back four and their performance is predicated on what the pass rush does. And there are some questions about whether the Bears are going to be able to generate pass rush. They are moving towards a different defense, and I'm looking forward to seeing how all of that plays out. I love Roquan Smith as a Lance Briggs type in that defense, where he's got the athleticism and the ball skills to be able to play the weak side linebacker spot that Lance Briggs and Derek Brooks made careers off of. I think that Roquan's good enough to do that. They still have to get some pressure, and now they're going to have to get pressure with four. That's what I mean. That's why this whole conversation is so intriguing to me, in that you could, I think, effectively argue that the Bears draft was bad for the reasons that we've put out there. That did you really do enough to make the Bears offense better and get Justin Fields better? You could also effectively argue that the Bears draft was good because it seemed to put to words like, hey man, you guys are bad at a bunch of different places. Like, we'll put to practice that we have to go and get more people to fill some of these spots that are currently bad news for all of us. It's a conversation that will continue to go on throughout the entirety of the offseason and the preseason. And I'm looking, I want to see it work. I want to see it work, but I'm also fighting against wanting to see it work and giving them too much credit. But I understand the philosophy of it, and I don't think it's a terrible philosophy. I know that that's me, like, being on the fence, and ordinarily I usually will tell you if I think something's bad. I'm not sure, but I'm intrigued. I promised you some Andrew Vaughn stuff. Let me throw this at you. Sarah Langs did a really good piece on Andrew Vaughn for MLB.com. Right now, Andrew Vaughn, when his hand is okay, he is in the top 3% of hard hit rate in Major League Baseball. 56.8%. That is up, for comparison to last year, 47.3%. Which isn't terrible. His strikeout rate has dropped from 24.6% to 16%. He is, when he's healthy, I think that he makes for a really, really good two-hitter for now in this lineup. And hopefully we'll be seeing more Andrew Vaughn in the next couple of days. Also last night, I don't know if you saw this, Jaylen Brown got revenge for you, the Bulls fan, last night. Oh, Ray, we got the audio for this? Oh, I love it. Let's run it.
Brown with Allen on him. Allen hits the deck. Brown shook him. And Brown knocks down the mid-range. Oh. He is cooking right now.
Yeah. It was a crossover with a Brian Russell push-off. But guess what? We don't care that Grayson Allen got the push-off, because it was fun to see him embarrassed, and I personally enjoy when guys do break ankles, they have to make the shot. Like, it's cool for us to be like, oh! But you got to make the shot, and Jaylen Brown made the shot. So shout out to Jaylen Brown. We appreciate you for putting that man on the deck and making him look like a clown. I wish the Bulls could have done that to him, but I'll take what I can get. And that's all that I can get. There's another playoff series that has my heart feeling full. I'll explain what I mean next here on The Score.
This is where the Cubs play.
Deep drive to right. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Alfonso Rivas.
Pat Hughes here, play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. Join Ron Coomer and me right here for every Cubs game this season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and on your mobile device or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. We are Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs and Odyssey Station.
Bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified.
Get your garden started today and save 11% on everything you need now at Menards. Keep your plants happy with Schultz Plant Food. Choose between all-purpose, azalea, camellia, and rhododendron, bloom plus, rose, or tomato plant food. Hurry in. All Schultz Plant Foods are 11% off now at Menards. Good through May 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Baseball is here, and so is the BetRivers.com sportsbook app with same-game parlays, where you can combine different bets all from the same game. Bet the total, spreads, player props, and more. Plus, with award-winning customer service, BetRivers.com sportsbook app is a home run. Download the BetRivers.com sportsbook app today. It's a whole new game.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Does the new normal seem a lot like the old normal? Highways that have become parking lots that are filled, road construction at every turn, the pain you feel in your wallet every time you fill up. But when you ride Metra, our new normal means expanded schedules, money-saving tickets, a 95.5% on-time record, and our cars are cleaner and safer than ever. So why deal with the stress and hassles of driving? Go with My Metra, the way back.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child is not an option. Do you want to maintain the romance without the risk? There's a permanent solution that can help you achieve just that. Consider a vasectomy.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I heard it could be painful.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. If you're certain your family is complete, do yourself a favor and call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago today. Or visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4VAS. That's 877-877-4VAS.
It's Kentucky Derby Week. This Saturday, hundreds of millions of dollars will be on the line in one of the biggest sports betting events in the world. And it's never been easier to get in on the action with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. You can watch the race on NBC and bet on your phone. Plus, Hawthorne is giving away $100,000 for free if you can pick the top 10 horses in the order of finish. Play for free and download the app at derby.hawthornracecourse.com. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER to get help. And good luck.
The Lawrence Holmes Show will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Nogo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You started a business. So what? You want a parade? Truth is, sometimes you kind of do. That's why Novo celebrates the bravery it took. But not with a parade. With business financial tools that really do make your life easier. Novo is powerfully simple business checking. And unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Novo is customized to your business with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free and join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/prime. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/prime to sign up for free. novo.co/prime.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Score. The Score.
And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
So I'm watching the Philadelphia and Miami series, and I got to tell you, I had a moment where I just sat there and marveled and smiled. And the reason is that there were two DePaul players on the floor at the same time in an NBA playoff game. Paul Reed has been pressed into service because Joel Embiid has a cracked orbital bone, and Max Strus is actually starting for the Miami Heat. These two players were on the same team, and I got to call their games. And anyone that has heard me talk about DePaul basketball in the last like 5 years, I've been like, man, y'all don't even know. Paul Reed has got an NBA body. That dude's going to go to the league. And then seeing him not just make it to the league, but playing good minutes in a playoff game, and like seeing like he's got his adult body now, because he's always kind of like a string bean, but you can see it. And see him score like 9 points. I think he had 9 points and five rebounds in a playoff game. And on the other side, there's his teammate, Max Strus. Like, this is not something that makes a lot of sense to people because DePaul basketball has been bad for so long. But these have been two of the best players that have come through that program in a long time. So seeing them get their opportunity to shine, and Max started his career. He was with the Bulls, and he got hurt. And I think that Miami's system and the Heat culture thing is perfect for a player like Max because of how hard he works. But if you're watching the games over this series and you see those two dudes on the floor, realize that those are two DePaul dudes. And I don't know if I ever thought I was going to be able to say that again. Two DePaul players playing in the NBA playoffs. I'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is where the Cubs play.
Deep drive to right. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Alfonso Rivas.
Pat Hughes here, play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. Join Ron Coomer and me right here for every Cubs game this season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and on your mobile device or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. We are Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs. An Odyssey station.
Bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Get your garden started today and save 11% on everything you need now at Menards. Keep your plants happy with Schultz Plant Food. Choose between all-purpose, azalea, camellia, and rhododendron, bloom plus, rose, or tomato plant food. Hurry in. All Schultz Plant Foods are 11% off now at Menards. Good through May 8th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Baseball is here, and so is the BetRivers.com sportsbook app with same-game parlays, where you can combine different bets all from the same game. Bet the total, spreads, player props, and more. Plus, with award-winning customer service, BetRivers.com sportsbook app is a home run. Download the BetRivers.com sportsbook app today. It's a whole new game.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Does the new normal seem a lot like the old normal? Highways that have become parking lots that are filled, road construction at every turn, the pain you feel in your wallet every time you fill up. But when you ride Metra, our new normal means expanded schedules, money-saving tickets, a 95.5% on-time record, and our cars are cleaner and safer than ever. So why deal with the stress and hassles of driving? Go with My Metra, the way back.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child is not an option. Do you want to maintain the romance without the risk? There's a permanent solution that can help you achieve just that. Consider a vasectomy.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I heard it could be painful.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. If you're certain your family is complete, do yourself a favor and call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago today. Or visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4VAS. That's 877-877-4VAS.
It's Kentucky Derby Week. This Saturday, hundreds of millions of dollars will be on the line in one of the biggest sports betting events in the world. And it's never been easier to get in on the action with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. You can watch the race on NBC and bet on your phone. Plus, Hawthorne is giving away $100,000 for free if you can pick the top 10 horses in the order of finish. Play for free and download the app at derby.hawthornracecourse.com. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER to get help. And good luck.
The Lawrence Holmes Show will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Noco Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, F.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You started a business. So what? You want a parade? Truth is, sometimes you kind of do. That's why Novo celebrates the bravery it took. But not with a parade. With business financial tools that really do make your life easier. Novo is powerfully simple business checking. And unlike the traditional banking model, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Novo is customized to your business with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free and join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/prime. Plus, our listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/prime to sign up for free. novo.co/prime.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Score. The Score.
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station. Station. Station.
So I'm watching the Philadelphia and Miami series, and I got to tell you, I had a moment where I just sat there and marveled and smiled. And the reason is that there were two DePaul players on the floor at the same time in an NBA playoff game. Paul Reed has been pressed into service because Joel Embiid has a cracked orbital bone, and Max Strus is actually starting for the Miami Heat. These two players were on the same team, and I got to call their games. And anyone that has heard me talk about DePaul basketball in the last like 5 years, I've been like, man, y'all don't even know. Paul Reed has got an NBA body. That dude's going to go to the league. And then seeing him not just make it to the league, but playing good minutes in a playoff game and like seeing like he's got his adult body now, because he's always kind of like a string bean, but you could see it. And see him score like 9 points. I think he had 9 points and 5 rebounds in a playoff game. And on the other side, there's his teammate, Max Strus. Like, this is not something that makes a lot of sense to people because DePaul basketball has been bad for so long. But these have been two of the best players that have come through that program in a long time. So seeing them get their opportunity to shine. And Max started his career. He was with the Bulls. And he got hurt. And I think that Miami's system and the Heat culture thing is perfect for a player like Max because of how hard he works. But if you're watching the games over this series and you see those two dudes on the floor, realize that those are two DePaul dudes. And I don't know if I ever thought I was going to be able to say that again. Two DePaul players playing in the NBA playoffs. I'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.